Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, news just coming into us in the past hour from this Europol press conference in The Hague about an international policing operation which has resulted in Gardaí seizing over €16 million worth of drugs and arresting 11 people. The investigation began with the discovery of an encrypted messaging platform called Ghost, which originated in Australia. This platform was being used by Irish gangs as well as the Italian mafia, outlawed motorcycle gangs and Korean mobs to organise drug shipments, money laundering and murders. Well, at the press conference in The Hague this morning, Jean-Philippe Lecouf, the Europol Deputy Executive Director of Operations, spoke about the investigation.
This was a truly global game of cat and mouse, and today the game is up. No matter how sophisticated the technology, no matter how well hidden the platform, we will bring it down. This is not our first takedown, and you can be sure that is not the last one. We know how these criminals operate. We know how to find them, and as today shows, we know how to stop them.
Well, Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly, who was also at the event in The Hague, spoke about how significant the operation was to fighting crime here.
Ireland had the second largest user base of this particular encrypted platform, so the success of this operation is of particular significance to us. The primary organised crime groups operating on the island of Ireland are transnational in nature. In fact, some of those inflicting harm in our communities purposely base themselves abroad to try and thwart the efforts of Irish law enforcement. So it is vital that we have a coordinated international policing response.
Well, Assistant Garda Commissioner Kelly went on to give more details about the Irish end of the operation.
We targeted four Irish organised crime groups who are involved in drugs trafficking, frequently using violence and intimidation to enforce their illicit trade. Most significantly, we have dismantled a primary drugs trafficking route into our country, and in doing so have seized drugs with an approximate street value of €16 million. We deployed over 300 specialist officers and searched 33 premises across the country during this operation. Our activity to date has resulted in 11 arrests and the seizure of €350,000 in cash. And I can assure you that there will indeed be further arrests. During our operation, we also targeted the key facilitators of this encrypted phone network and, importantly, seized a number of the suspect handsets.
All right, that's our own Assistant Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly. Cormac O'Keefe is security correspondent with the Irish Examiner and is on the line now to tell us more. So Cormac, this platform Ghost that I just mentioned there, it was created in Australia. Who made it? How did it work?
Yeah, well, interestingly, it was a then 23-year-old in Australia, a tech nerd set up this technology back in about 2015, and he has been kind of the brains behind it ever since. He still lives at home with his parents in Sydney. So he supplied this technology to criminal outfits in Australia. It was described as being a cut above previous or traditional encrypted platforms that we all might use, such as WhatsApp and Signal. And that would be sold roughly for about €1,400 a pop to different criminals. And we heard at the press conference that Ireland was the second biggest user of these devices. They reckon about 100 devices in Ireland were connected to this platform. They seized 42 of these in the Garda operation on Monday night and on Tuesday.
And Cormac, did you have to buy the device from this guy or was it just the software?
Well, I suppose there's a complicated logistical route for the technology. There was four gangs targeted in Ireland. One of those gangs is an outfit that was dedicated to supplying and maintaining the network and the devices here. So that was their primary job here. They would have been known to the Gardaí, whereas the other three gangs targeted in Ireland were drug trafficking gangs. So there was a sophisticated network from Australia spanning the world. I mean, it included Europe, obviously included Ireland, included North America. So it was a very significant footprint, as it was described by Europol, that this network operated.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, there were so many other agencies from other jurisdictions involved. But how many other arrests were made internationally?
Well, on Monday in Ireland, there was 5 arrests as part of this operation. There were 6 previous arrests earlier in the year. They weren't part of the latest phase, but were targeting the same groups as part of this operation. So there's a huge amount, an enormous amount of evidence that investigators across the world have to go through. Like in Ireland, they have 42 encrypted devices to try and get access to. They have 126 mobile phones that they seized on Monday, 27 laptops, 200 SIM cards. So you can imagine the amount of forensic work that would need to be done by the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau as part of this investigation. So this is going to take time, but the investigators from the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau were stressing today that they have experience in this area with previous encrypted technology, and they say they have files on those separate cases ready to go to the DPP. So they have gone through what will be legal issues on this. They will have to be thrashed out in the courts, whether it's accepted as evidence in a prosecution. But they seem confident that they will be able to bring prosecutions, including against the leaders of the outlets here. And one of the gangs targeted here is described as the biggest drug trafficking gang in the country, bigger than the Kinahan cartel.
And there are likely, or did they say, to be more arrests both in Ireland and in other jurisdictions?
Yes, they said there will be more arrests across the world, and they will be expected here. That will happen, I suppose, as they go through the evidence. I mean, once they start getting access to the phones and the messages, it will lead them probably in all sorts of directions. But their focus, they say, it will be on those that are described as high-value targets, the top of the pyramids.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing us the very latest on that. That's Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent with the Irish Examiner.